We're continuing the shir in Likutei Halachos, Choshen Mishpat, Chelek Aleph, Hilcha Shluchin, Halacha Beis, Paragraph Dalet. This halacha, we said earlier, is based on chapter 22 in Likutei Moran, which is one of the deeper chapters. And there, Rabbeinu Zal uses a term, Toiras Hashem and Tfilas Hashem. We know the Gemara speaks about this. The Gemara says that in the beginning, the Torah is Hashem's Torah. When a tzaddik, when a Talmud Chacham works on it very hard, he learns very, very hard, it becomes Torah Soi. And the Gemara becomes his Torah. He acquires it. It becomes the Torah of the Talmud Chacham. Over there in Likutei Moran, Rabbeinu Zal talks about different levels, about a Talmud Chacham going higher and higher, and that each time when he's on a certain level, the Torah that's above him is called Torah Hashem, because he hasn't gotten it yet. When the Talmud Chacham goes higher, he gets to that level, that becomes his Torah, that becomes the Torah of the Talmud Chacham, and then the Torah of the next level becomes Torah Hashem. And he keeps going higher and higher. The Talmud Chacham go higher and higher. That's regarding Torah. Regarding Tefillah, there's also a concept of Tefillas Hashem. The Gemara says in the beginning of Brochus, how do we know that Hashem davens? And what is the Tefillah of Hashem? And the Gemara mentions it. And here also, Rabbeinu Zal over there speaks about this, and he says that this is related to what we just had yesterday in Parshas Yisroi, that when the Jews were about to receive the Torah, they said, Naseh v'nishma. And Rabbeinu Zal explains in chapter 22 in Likutei Moran that Naseh refers to Torah, Nishma refers to Tefillah, which is even a higher level than Torah. And he speaks about tzaddikim climbing from level to level, and each time they make Nishma into Naseh, and they get a higher Nishma. And they keep going higher and higher from level to level, Madrega to Madrega in this. This is what Rabbeinu Zal speaks about over there in Torah Chav Beis. Rav Nosson Zal here in this halacha talks about Hashem sending us down into this world. Hashem is called the Mishaleach. Hashem is the sender. And we are his shlichim. We are messengers and agents of Hashem. Hashem sends us on a mission. Like a person sends a shliach, I want you to go over there. I want you to tell this person this and this. Don't say anything about this. Just tell him this and this. That's what the Shulchan Aruch is. The Shulchan Aruch, every line in the Shulchan Aruch tells us, do this, don't do that, say this, don't say that, go over here, don't go over there. So we are on Shlichus in this world. We are on Shlichus. Hashem is the Mishaleach. And Rabbeinu Zal says that a person on a beginner's level or on a regular level, that's what it is. Hashem is the Mishaleach, you're the Shliach, you're doing your thing. However, the more a person advances, Baruchnius, a person gets to higher and higher levels where the Shaliach becomes part of the Mishaleach. It's not like they're two different things anymore. We know in the Gemara it says, Shluchoi Shalodom Kemoisoi, the law is that the Shaliach is considered exactly like the Mishaleach in terms of liabilities and responsibilities and all kinds of things. So Rav Nosson Zal spoke here and he explained it, showing that we gave an example regarding tefillah, that there's different levels in tefillah. There's one madrega in tefillah where a person is davening shachris in a room with 50 other people, and this one walks in late, and this one bangs on the table, and this one sneezes, and these are all kinds of distractions that most regular people, these things can distract them or disturb them. And the Torah teaches us, the Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch speak about a person trying to really concentrate, to be mitrakez, to get all of his whole moyach and lev and all of him into the words of the tefillah, so that he's not distracted, so that when he's davening, there's nobody else in the room, there's nothing else going on, it's Hashem and me, period. I don't care if somebody walks in or doesn't walk, nothing. I'm talking to Hashem. When I'm talking to Hashem, I can't be distracted. I can't have to really concentrate, because that's part of what makes the tefillah really effective. Just like lahavdil, in self-defense, when they teach people about fighting, they say one person can punch somebody and the person will say, ouch. Another person punches somebody and he breaks a bone. What's the difference? Concentration. One person knows how to make a fist wherever it's locked tight, it's like a stone. The fist is like a stone. And this person, when he punches, he's concentrating on exact part where he's punching. And when he punches, literally breaks bones. And another person using the same five fingers, the sit doesn't. Lahavdil, one level of tefillah and a different level of tefillah. But then Rabbeinu Zal in Likut Imran in one place writes that there's a higher level. There's a level when a person's davening, a person's talking to Hashem, that it's not Hashem and me, it's not two, it's one. There's only Hashem. When I'm in a room with Hashem, I don't exist. When a person's in a room with a king, he's nothing, I'm nothing. If something's bothering me, I'm not thinking about myself at all whatsoever when I'm in the room with the king. It's only the king. I'm concentrating only on the king. That's a much higher level. The Gemara says about the Anshei Knesset Hagdolah, for example, who are the ones who gave us Shmon Esrei, the Amidah, and other things. The Gemara says they didn't sit with a pen and try to figure out what to say. It was Shechina Medaberes Mitoich Groinon. Hashem himself was speaking through their throat. They were like a shofar. Hashem was blowing the shofar. The words of Shmon Esrei didn't come from there. They gave it. It came directly from Hashem. So here again, here we're talking about a level where the shaliach becomes mishaleach. He's no longer a separate piece at all. He becomes botel, completely, nullified completely, completely to Hashem, to the mishaleach. And it becomes considered exactly as if Hashem is doing it. As if Hashem is davening and Hashem is learning when this person is doing his Torah and tefillah. This is what we spoke about in the previous paragraphs. We'll continue now from paragraph Dalet. And with this, we could understand why the Gemara tells us that when it comes to any mitzvahs in the Torah, anything like that, the law is shluchay shel adam kemoisoi, that I can ask another person to do it for me, and it's considered as if I did it. Kiddushin, the Gemara in Kiddushin, begins with all the laws about a person's sin. There's a mitzvah to get married, and a person is mekadesh a woman. He gives her a ring, and he says to her, hareyat mekudesh esli. The Gemara says, I can send somebody else, and he's going to say, Hareyat Mikudeshes to him with this taba, and it's considered exactly as if I gave her the ring. She becomes Mikudesh to me, not to the Shliach, to me. What do you mean? You're not even there. You're in a different country. Doesn't matter. He's my Shliach. He is me right now. He becomes me. Ki behechrech sheyia b'chinas shlichus. Because as we explained earlier, there Hashem, the way Hashem created the world, there had to be this concept of shlichus. Ki ikar kiyum ha-toyra va-mitzvah, so ide b'china shlichus daika kanal. Because as we learned earlier, the whole concept of us fulfilling the Torah and mitzvahs and everything is through shlichus. We're not a person comes to this world, he doesn't start out being Moshe Rabbeinu, he starts out being a regular person. So at best, his madrega is that of a shliach. He's a shliach doing the tzivui of the mishaleach. Ki behechrech sheyia bechira. Because as we explained earlier, the whole reason why Hashem created the world and everything is for bechira. And bechira means there has to be good and bad. Bechira means there has to be a body and a soul, which are on opposite ends of the spectrum. The soul, the neshama, is kulay ruchni. The body starts off kulay gashmi. He doesn't want any, he's not interested in Torah, tefillah, he wants gum, chewing gum, chocolate, sleep, playing games, you know, completely different interests, totally different. And that's the battle. Now these two opposites, now let's see how you can work out, how you can compromise between them. Let's see how you can make peace between them. Let's see how you can convert the body into a horse, and the neshama is the rider on the horse. And the neshama is giving instructions. The neshama is directing, not the opposite, where the horse is on top. And this is what the Zohar HaKadosh calls it. And the rider is on bottom. You can imagine how far they're going to get if it's like that. So behechrech sheyir bechira, there has to be free choice. There had to be, that was the whole foundation of the Bria, was bechira. Ach mitzvah boi yoyser mi bishluchai. However, the Gemara tells us that certain things, let's say for example, kibud avein. I know that my father is in a certain place, And he calls me up and he tells me he's so thirsty, he doesn't have, there's nothing to drink here. Could I please bring him a drink? And I'm doing something, or so I tell my son or I tell my friend, you know what, do me a favor, my father just called me, he needs a drink, please bring this to him, go give it to him. What did I do? I did a mitzvah, kibud aveim. I did it through a shliach. I didn't go myself, I sent somebody. The Gemara says, in most cases, mitzvah boy yoisen mebishluchoy, that even though the shliach is almost exactly like you, you go do it yourself. Don't send anybody, don't send no messengers. It's much better, certain things, it's much better if you do it yourself. Why? Ki ikar hatachlis sheyizbatel b'china shlichus kanal. Because as we learned earlier, the highest level is when there's no shliach, when there's only mishaleach, when we nullify, it's not that there's Hashem and us, when we become botel tashem completely. So we do away with the whole concept of shliach. Ki ikr bechinas hashlichus mishtalshel mishoyresh hashlichus. Because the whole concept in this world of a messenger or an agent or asking somebody else to do something for you originates from the beginning, from the concept of shlichus, that of Hashem. The fact that we human beings, we Jews, aren't commanded to do the shlichus that Hashem has given us, to put on tzitzis, to put on tefillin, all of these things. That's why Hashem sent us down to this world, to do the shlichus, the mission that Hashem has given us. Shehem mitzvos of Yisborach, which are the mitzvos. Umeyachar shebehechrich sheyia oylam hagashmi, and because of the fact that Hashem had to create a physical world, a gashmius world. Ubishvil ze hahechrich alchayim mitzvos bebchina shlichus daiko batchila, and because we're in such a world, in a gashmi world, when a person first starts out doing the mitzvos, he's doing it at best as a shliach. He's not Hashem. He's not nichlal in Hashem completely when he first starts out. At best, he's a good boy. He listens to Hashem. He does what Hashem told him to do as a shliach. So because the world was created on that basis, mizeh nishtalshel b'china shlichus gam bein echad l'chaveiroi. From that came about this concept of shlichus, that a person, just like Hashem can send a person on a shlichus, a person can also send another person on a shlichus. B'china shluchay shel Adam kemoisoy, as the Gemara says, ki bishvil ze nivre ha'odam. Because again, this is the reason why Hashem created man, sheyie b'chinas hashaliach kemoi ha'mishaleach, that the person should be, the messenger should be like the sender. The person should be like Hashem. And in fact, the Gemara uses those words. The Gemara says, Tzadikim mizdamnin liyotzram. Tzadikim emulate Hashem. They learn from Hashem. They watch Hashem. Hashem is bikur cholim, so I do bikur cholim. Hashem visits the sick. Hashem does this. Hashem is kind. I'm kind. You know. Ukeshehashliach oise shlichusoi bechinas tzir nemon l'shoychov. And when a shliach fulfills his shliach 100%, like a loyal, solid, trustworthy messenger, nichlal hashliach b'hamishaleach, then the shliach becomes mishaleach. He becomes like the mishaleach, v'nechshav ki'ilu hamishaleach b'yatzmo yoseh, and it's considered exactly as if the mishaleach did the mitzvah. If I give somebody $100 and I tell him, do me a favor, I want you to go to this and this house, there's a person who lives there who I know really needs this, please go bring this to him. And I can either tell him it's from me, or don't tell him it's from me, either way. If I do that, again, it's considered exactly as if I went myself and I gave it. Because even when a person is not on a high level, even when a person is doing a mitzvah like a shliach, he's not part of Hashem, he's a shliach. And he's doing it, he's learning Torah as if it's his Torah. It's not Torah Hashem yet. Nechshav gam kein ki'ilu Hashem yisporach bi'atzmo yoise. In that case also, it's considered a little bit as if Hashem himself is doing it. Why? Ki hu avoido tzorech gavoya. Because the Torah tells us that our mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim are something that's needed above. It's needed in Shamayim. Ubisarusa de lesato isar de leila. And when we do something down here, when we perform an act of chesed down here, that allows Hashem to perform an act of chesed in Shamayim and to forgive somebody as averus or things like that. So we see that even a regular person, even a simple person, who's not mamish dovok tashem completely, when he does something down here, Hashem moves with him. We mentioned the previous year, the Baal Shem Tov says there's a pasuk, Hashem tzilcha. The word tzel means shade, and the word tzel means shadow. Hashem is your shadow. Hashem shadows us. I move like this, Hashem moves. I go like this, Hashem. Kaviyochel, that's how close Hashem is to every Jew. That Hashem attaches himself to us. That he wants that every move we make should affect him, Kaviyochel. And through this itself, that a person fulfills the mitzvahs of Hashem. And he fulfills, he accomplishes his shlichus in this world. Through that, the person plugs into Hashem. He becomes part of Hashem. We mentioned that the Tikkuni Zohar says that the word mitzvah is actually Yud Kei Vav Kei. It's actually Hashem's name. Because there's a code where you switch the first letter of the Aleph Beis with the last letter. It's called At Bash. Aleph becomes Tuf, Tuf becomes Aleph. Beis becomes Shin. In that code, Mem becomes Yud. Yud is the 10th letter from the beginning. Mem is the 10th letter from the end. Tzadik is the 5th letter from the end. He is the 5th letter from the beginning. So the word mitzvah is Yud Kei Vav Kei. So when I'm doing a mitzvah, I'm connecting with Hashem. I'm plugging into Hashem. However, afterwards, when a person advances and goes to higher and higher levels, kishenichla legamri boyisporach, when the person becomes totally plugged into Hashem, oz nizbatel bechina shlichus legamri kanal, then the whole concept of shlichus messenger disappears completely. No, nothing to do with shliach. It's mamish. He is like Hashem, just like the Gemara says, "Moira raboch kemoira shamayim." The respect that you have for your rabbi should be like the respect that you have for Hashem. What are you crazy? What does my rabbi have to do with Hashem? My rabbi is bones and flesh and blood, and he eats and sleeps. Not true. Not true. The Gemara says that if a person really advances, if he really is dovuk Hashem, and he goes higher and higher and higher in levels, he becomes like Hashem. He becomes part of Hashem. He becomes nichlal Hashem. And Hashem says, if you insult him, you're insulting me. If you show disrespect to him, you're disrespecting me. And this is what the Gemara means when it tells us that even though you can make a shliach, even though you're allowed to do that, you can ask somebody else, do me a favor, bring this drink to my father, or bring this money to that poor person. Still, it's better if you do it yourself than you do it through a messenger. Ki ikar hatachlis, because the real goal is sheyizbatel b'chinas hashlichus legamri kanal, that we should do away completely with the messenger business. No, nothing to do. We're not Hashem's messengers. We are Hashem. We are part of Hashem. Just like the Zohar Kodesh says, kutshebrichu v'yisroel v'oraiso chadu. Hashem, the Jewish people, and the Torah are one. It's not that there's Hashem and there's Am Yisrael, and it's two different things. No. The Jewish people, when they are living exactly the way Hashem wants them to be, they are Hashem. They are part of the Shekhinah. They're part of Hashem. Achafal pikein. However, with all of this, behechrech sheyeh bechina shlichus. There still has to exist the concept of shlichus in the world, Ki im loikein yizbatel ha'olam v'abchira. Because if not, then the world will stop existing. There'll be no gashmius at all, and there'll be no bchira at all. So in the world, there has to be shlichus. The concept of shlichus has to exist. But each Jew has to know that he's trying to grow, to get to higher and higher levels, where he's less and less a shliach. He's becoming more and more botel to Hashem, completely botel to Hashem, that he's just a part of Hashem, kav yochum. Paragraph Hey. V'zeh ma shediktiku raboyseinu zal bigamoro v'tofsu daika mitzvah zu ma shemitzvah bo yosem b'shluchoy le'inyin shabbos daika. Rav Nosson Zal says, now you'll understand something interesting, that when the Gemara wants to teach us this concept, that even if you can ask somebody else to do it for you, don't do it yourself. It's better. Where does the Gemara learn that out from? From Shabbos, from showing respect for Shabbos. Kamuva Shama, as the Gemara shows over there, the Gemara says, Rav Yosef, molach reisho lechvoid Shabbos. Rav Yosef would salt the head of an animal or the head of a fish to prepare it for Shabbos. He didn't say, what do you mean? Let the girls do it. Let my wife do it. I don't know. I got better things to do with my life. No. Kvoid Shabbos is to do it yourself. Vishamaisis. And the Gemara gives other examples there. This rabbi would cut the salad. We're talking about Amoirot Tanoim in the Gemara. We're talking about angels. These people could have been doing such... They understood that when it comes to respect for Shabbos, the respect for Shabbos is that I want to do it myself. I want to show that I'm working for Shabbos myself. Ushar Maisius Kulam Lenin Shabbos. And the other examples that the Gemara brings all revolve around Shabbos, where the Gemara mentions this point of mitzvah boy yoisem mibishluchoy. Even though in reality, this concept of that it's better to do it yourself than somebody else applies to all mitzvahs. It applies to tzedakah, it applies to other things. So why does the Gemara use only the example of Shabbos? Rav Nosson Zal says, I'll show you why. Ach be'emes Shabbos hu bechinas olam haba. We know that Shabbos is referred to as olam haba, the next world. Va'oz yizbatel ha'olam. And when we get to the next world, there won't be any more this world. There won't be any more gashmius at all. V'yiyeh nichlal b'sharoshoy. When a person gets to the next world, then he becomes part of his origin, part of Hashem. V'gam achshav b'yoyim Shabbos Kodesh. And so too now, on Shabbos, nichlolin kol ha'olamos b'sharoshon. The Arizal tells us that all the worlds get elevated on Shabbos, and all of them plug into Hashem. They make a much stronger connection to Hashem than during the 6 days of the week. Ukishoilam nichlal b'shoroshoy, and when the world plugs into Hashem, to its shorosh, azai ha-Torah hi bechinas Torah Hashem. Then the Torah that's being learned in the world is not my Torah, it's Hashem's Torah. Va'azai nizbatel hashlichus legamri. And then the shlichus goes out the window. No shlichus. Sheze bechinas mitzvah boy yoisem bebishluchoy. That's like saying again that it's better if you do it yourself than through a shliach. V'alkein tofsu mitzvah zu le'inyin Shabbos daika. And that's why the Gemara makes this point of mitzvah boy yoisem bebishluchoy specifically regarding Shabbos. Because that's what Shabbos is all about. Shabbos is a time when a person can feel this, when a person can feel that they're walking away from Gashmias, they're taking out their wallet and their phones, they're disconnecting completely from the Olam HaGashmi, and they're taking a big, big step closer to Hashem, to Ruchni, to spirituality, to Olam Haba. I'm becoming part of the Mishaleach. Shehu klolius ha'olamos b'sharoshon. This is what the Arizal refers to, and the Arizal uses that term, that on Shabbos, all of the worlds plug into their source, their origin, Tashem. She'oz nizbatel hashlichus kanal. Then the shlichus disappears. There's no more shliach, there's only mishalach, there's only Hashem. That's why on Shabbos at Mincha, we say ato echod, v'shimcho echod umi kamcha Yisrael goy echad boretz. You, Hashem, are one, and your name is one, and who is like the Jewish people who are one? One means that there's no two. When there's a mishaleach and a shliach, there's two. On Shabbos at Mincha, we reach such a high level of dveikus to Hashem that there's no two, there's only one. It's only Hashem, that kind of thing. This is why you can understand the Ben Ish Chai says that if a person learns on Shabbos, 1 hour of learning on Shabbos is like 1,000 hours of learning during the week. Why? Because again, it's a different league of Ruchnius. It's a different league of connection to Hashem. On Shabbos, when a Jew is learning, his Torah is Torah Hashem. It's a completely different thing. And the Tefillah is Tefillah Hashem. Paragraph Vov. Ach, however, Iker Bechinas Hashlichus Hu B'masu Matan. The main place where we see shlichus being applied in the world is when it comes to business and work and things like that. Person hires workers to do something for him. I want you to do this, I want you to build this, I want you to send this, I want you to bring this. Ki hamasu matn hu bebechina shlichus. Because the whole concept of doing business and parnosa is all tied into this concept of shlichus. Ki shlichus hu bechinas raglin, because we know that shlichus is compared to the feet. Ki shem hashlichus al shem horaglin, because the term shliach, messenger, means go. Usually messenger means I want you to go there. It means use your feet. I'm not going to walk. You're going to walk. You're going to go. That's what a shliach is. K'moy shenema, as we find, there's a pasuk in Shoftim, Kapitel Hei, where Barak is going out to do battle against Sisera. And it says there, Bo'emek Shulach Beraglov. Over there in the valley, they were sent with the feet. We see the term Shulach, Shlichus, sent, Beraglov. That Shlichus is an Indian of Raglin. Ki HaShlichus Hu Bebechinas Achar HaBriya, She'oz shayach shlichus v'kanal. Because the whole concept of a messenger being sent on a mission only applies after Hashem created the world. Because before creation, there was only Hashem. There was no shliach. There was nobody to send. There was only Hashem, only mishaleach. Uklal habriya hu bechinas raglin negdo yisborach. And we know that the entire world is referred to as the feet compared to Hashem. Kama Shekosuv, as the Pasuk says, V'ho'oretz hadoim ragloi, that the world is Hashem's footstool. So we see that the world, the Oretz, the Bria, is associated with the feet, the lowest, lowest part. V'ho'avoida sheyesh b'masu matin, hu bechinas raglin, neged ho'avoida shel toiru tfila. And in that chapter in Likut Imran, over there in chapter 22, which this halach is based on, Rabbeinu Zalveya speaks about different levels of serving Hashem. He says a person serves Hashem when he's going out to work. If he doesn't steal, if he's honest, if he pays his taxes, if he gets tzedakah, if he makes brachas, if he doesn't commit any sins during work, then his masa umatan is also avoidas Hashem. It's serving Hashem. He's working to be able to give maaser, to be able to support Talmidei Chachamim, Yisachar Zvulun. But Rabbeinu Zal says, that's avoidas Hashem, and learning and praying, being in a base medrash, learning and praying is also avoidas Hashem. He writes there that masa umatan is referred to as the raglin. It's a lower level of Avodas Hashem, whereas Torah and Tefillah is a higher level of Avodas Hashem. Ki ze klal, shehamadrego hatachtoino hu bechinas raglin neged hamadrego elyoina. Whenever we talk in Sifrei Kabbalah, Sifrei Chassidus about different levels, the lower level is referred to as the feet compared to a higher level. We know that. The wife is compared to the feet of a person, the feet of her husband, in a sense. She stands him up on his feet. V'chein b'chinas hanase keneged b'chinas hanishma hu b'chinas raglin. And Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in the Kutman that in terms of nase and nishma, asiya is a lower level than shmia, than hearing is a higher level. So nase is referred to as the feet compared to nishma. Ki hanase hu bechinas achar habriya, Because Nase Asiya refers to after Hashem already created. Bechinas Boro, Kamuv Hashem, Baimanal. Over there in the Kutumar, Rabbeinu Zal speaks about the first words in the Torah, Bereishis Boro. And Rabbeinu Zal shows from the Tikkuni Zohar that Bereishis is a much higher level. Bara is a lower level. Bereishis refers to before the Bria. Bara refers to after the Bria. V'hanishma hu b'chinas koidem ha-Bria, b'chinas Bereishis, b'chinas Toiras Hashem. V'alkein, ha-Nase hu b'chinas raglin k'neged ha-Nishma. And for this reason, Nase is considered like defeat compared to Nishma. Ki ha-Sholiach hu b'chinas Nase. Because a messenger, when I send somebody to do something for me, he's the Nase, he's doing it. She'oise shlichus u'mitzvoisav. He's doing the shlichus that I gave him in the mitzvah. V'hamishaleach hu bebechinas hanishma. Whereas the one who sends him, he is nishma she'shoimin dvorov she'mitzav elasois. Because whenever you have a shliach and a mishaleach, the mishaleach tells him what to do. The shliach listens to the mishaleach. He hears what the mishaleach is saying, and then he goes and does it. So we see that the mishaleach is the madrega of nishma. He's the one who his words are being heard, are being listened to by the shliach, who goes ahead and actually executes it. He does it. She'ikar hashlichus hu bechinas raglin. So again, the whole concept of an agent or a shliach is a concept of the feet. V'alkein ikar hashlichus hu bebechinas masa umatin. And therefore, the main place where we see this shlichus being applied is in the work area, work, business, things like that. Shehu bechinas raglin, which is compared to the feet, versus Torah and Tefillah, versus complete ruchnius, which is a higher level. Kishom ikar hashlichus. That's where you have this concept applied most. Just like when you send somebody to go to a faraway place to bring something to you from there, that's what business is all about. Now Rav Nosson Zal clarifies a little bit. Rabbeinu Zal explains over there, which we see in the Arizal and other places, that why did Hashem make it this way, that we have to buy things and sell things and gashmias and all of that? The answer is because there are neshamos and there are holy sparks that are found in all of these physical things, in buildings, in wood, in fruit, in vegetables. There are holy sparks found in there. There's a pasuk in Tehillim, which says, Re'evim gam tzemeim, we're hungry and we're also thirsty. You know why? Because nafshom bohem tisatov. Because souls are wrapped in those fruit and the drinks that we're drinking. And when we make a bracha on the fruit or something like that, that releases that soul, that elevates that soul and allows it to return to Shamayim, to Hashem, to its shoresh, etc. And the same thing is in all kinds of things that people do business. A camera, a this, that, whatever it is, these things have mitzutzos in them. And when people buy it and sell it, they're transferring these things to the other person. And if the person uses it to serve Hashem, then the sparks and souls that are found in that thing get elevated. They get an aliyah. So a person would say, whoa, this is big stuff. This is really holy. So again, who needs to learn Torah? I can go out to work and I'm a mekubal. I'm doing Kabbalah. I'm doing, you know, big. The answer is, it's true. It's definitely true. But still, Rabbeinu Zal says there, that's a lower level. That's raglin compared to a person who's sitting and actually learning or davening. That's a higher level of elevation of souls and things like that. So he says here, because just like in business, people travel to distant countries and everything to bring merchandise and to sell it. He says in Masumatan also, we're reaching out to sparks that are far away, that have begun far away from Hashem, far away from the Kedusha. And we're reaching out to those sparks, we're traveling to them, we're going down to them, to reach them and to bring them up, to elevate them. V'hu b'china shlichus mamish kanal. So that's exactly like a person being sent on a mission. V'al kein shom ikar hashlichus. And that's why it's in business and work that you find all of the shlichus. Again, where a person, most businesses aren't one person operating. He's got a whole team. He's got salesmen who are going out and selling for him. He's got merchandisers who are going out and bringing the merchandise. The whole thing is based on shlichus. Shlichim and shlichim and shlichim. V'al kein shom ikar hashlichus. Ki etzel kol ha-mitzvois, because by all mitzvahs, afal pi she-shluchai shlodim kamoiso, even though if I ask somebody else to do it for me, it's considered like I did it. Afal pi kein mitzvah bo yesem b'shluchai. Still, the Torah says, do it yourself. It's better if you do it yourself and you don't send a messenger. Afal b'masu matan, but when it comes to doing business or earning a livelihood, Shom Iker Hashlichus. That's where it just about can't operate any other way. You have to have Shlichus. Veze Bechinas, and this is why the Gemara says, Letikune Shtartich Veloy Livuse. If a messenger goes and does something which causes the one who sent him major harm or damage, then the sender can say, hey, I didn't send you to lose money for me. I didn't send you to hurt me. I sent you to help me. Ki ikar hashlichus hu b'shvil hatikun. Because the whole concept of shlichus is for a tikun, in order to make things better, in order to help things, in order to make money, not to lose money. Ki b'shvil ze nivro ha'olam hagashmi. Because again, that's why Hashem created the whole gashmius world, in order, which resulted in this whole concept of shlichus, in order that there should be a tikkun. That was Hashem's real goal. And that's why man was sent down to this world. It was all to repair the world, to fix the world from its kilkul, from the problems that came about when Hashem first created, when the vessels burst and all kinds of different things. Kayodua, as is known in Sifrei Kabbalah, that the reason for creation and the reason why we're in this world is to repair, letaken. Nimtza, she'ikr b'chinas hashlichus, she'b'chinas b'riya sodom b'zeh oylam agashmi b'guf ochur. So therefore we see that this whole concept of shlichus, which involved creating man in this physical world and putting him into this physical body, which allows this whole concept of shlichus to exist, because in the beginning, when all the souls were originally part of Hashem, when we were part of the throne of Hashem, the concept of shlichus didn't exist. V'ikar hashlichus al yedei shenishtalach bazeh ha'olam hagashmi. The whole concept of shlichus only came about when Hashem sent us down to this physical world, v'nisrachik min yisborach, and we became far, far, far away from Hashem, she'oz shaykh shlichus. Then there's a concept, hey, you're over there in England, could you do something for me? I need you to do me a favor. I need something that I can only get in England, so could you do it for me? Here again, for Hashem, for us to be shlichim of Hashem, could only apply if we're in a different place, kaviyohol. Hashem sent us far away. Like a person who sends his son far away. A king sends his son to a faraway place to win wars for him, to win battles for him, ulasakin kol akilkulim, and to fix whatever needs to be fixed there. Lohoshiv hakoil mesukan Hashem yizborach, for us to return everything back to Hashem in perfect order. That He sent us down to this world for us to make tikkunim here and send those sparks back to Hashem repaired. Nimtza sheikr bechinas hashlichus. So we see that the whole concept of a shlichus, a person being sent on a mission, is to do good, not to do harm. And that's why the halacha tells us, you cannot appoint a shliach to do a sin for you. Meaning, if I tell somebody, could you please, I really want to eat this thing, but I don't have to. Could you eat it for me, this taref or something like that? If he eats it, it's not shliach. He's getting the sin 100% himself. There's no concept of appointing a shliach when it comes to dvar avera. Because this concept of saying that shliach is exactly like the sender, that's only where the messenger becomes part of the sender, the mishaleach. That only works in ruchnius, or in good. In good, it's possible for the person to become exactly like the one who sent him. Because as we learned before, by a person observing the Torah and doing mitzvahs, he becomes part of Hashem. It's no longer that there's Hashem and him, he becomes literally like a part of Hashem. Nichlal b'mashaleach kavyochol. V'alkein, since that applies between us and Hashem, V'alkein gam beinodom l'chaveiro ishtuch ishlon kamo yiskana. Therefore, there's also such a concept between man and fellow man, that a person can appoint a shliach for him, and by the shliach doing that good for, if it's good, if it's something positive or good, the shliach is exactly like the mishaleach. Aval al yidei avera, but when it comes to a sin, adaraba, an avera, a mitzvah is all about achdus, oneness. An avera is all about causing separation. An avera separates us from Hashem. It distances us from Hashem. An avera separates us from Hashem. And that's why the laws of shlichus don't apply at all when it comes to the sin. The concept of saying that the shliach is like the mishaleach doesn't exist when it comes to a sin. Kiadara, but just the opposite. When the shliach is doing something bad, I cut him off, I disown him. You have nothing, I have nothing to do with you. You're no longer part of this company. I send a salesman out to do things, to sell things for me, and he goes out and he's doing business on his own. He's taking away business from the company, he's doing business on his own. Is he part of me? No way, no way. And again, if he makes a mistake, if he breaks the law, does something illegal, and the government catches him, and he says, no, I'm a salesman, I work for that company. Company says, you don't work for us at all. You work for us when you're doing things that are positive for us. We didn't hire you to do that we should get sued and we should get all kinds of problems from you. And this is also why the halacha says there's no law of shlichus by a non-Jew. The laws of shlichus do not apply to a non-Jew. Ki heim me oilam hapirud. Because they are associated with the world of separation. They are not part of unity. The Jews are called Goy Echod Boretz, a united people. We all worship one. We all plugged into one. By the Goyim, each one is worshiping something different. By Yaakov Avinu, it says his children are called Shivim Nefesh, 70 souls, singular. By Esav, it's called Sheish Nefoshois, 6 souls, plural. Because each one is completely united nations. We know there's something called the United Nations. There's nothing more disunited in existence than the United Nations, except regarding hating the Jews, except when it comes to against the Jews. That's the only thing that can unite them. Anything else, you can see it as clear as possible. They're the most disunited thing in existence. Kiloi kiblu ha-toyra v'ha-mitzvois. Because the other nations did not accept the Torah and mitzvois. Vayigoresh miponav goyim. And Hashem says he chased them away from him. V'nisrachku mimenu yisporach. They have become distant from Hashem. V'alkein einon bechlal shlichus. And therefore they are not included in the concept of shlichus. Shlichus is a concept of one. That even though we're two different people, you're me. By me sending you on this mission, what you're going to do, I'm going to get credit for. It's going to be exactly like I did it. Because a non-Jew cannot become one with the one who sent him. And therefore the law of shlichus doesn't apply to them. Ki ikar bechina shlichus hu shashliach nichlal b'mishalech nal. Because the whole concept of shlichus is that the shaliach becomes one with the mishalech, with the one who sent him. Paragraph Zion. V'zeh bechinas. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to show how this whole thing is in the Chumash. Parshas Vayishlach begins with the words, Vayishlach Yaakov malochim lefonov el Esav ochiv. That Yaakov Avinu sends messengers to go before him to his brother Esav. And he says, bring him these gifts and everything. And he says, go tell him a message. Tell him im lovon garti, that I've been living with lovon. And the Gemara says, v'taryag mitzvois shomarti. And I still fulfilled all 613 mitzvahs. Even while I was with him, living with Lavan, I was still 100% loyal to Hashem. That the word garti is the letters taryag. Im Lavan, while I was with Lavan, garti, I still fulfilled the taryag mitzvahs. Ki ho'ovois hein hein ha-merkova. Because the forefathers of the Jews, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, are called the Merkava of Hashem. They are the throne of Hashem. They are the chariot, on the wagon in which Hashem sits. V'zochu lehikolel bo yisborach. And they were zoche to become totally part of Hashem. B'b'china shoyim, as we say in Shmoin Esrei, Elokei Avraham. What is that? What are you, nuts? The Hashem of Avraham? You're saying Hashem and Avraham in one breath? There's no separate. Exactly, Elokei Avraham, that Avraham Avinu became part of Hashem. He was so loyal and devoted to Hashem that Hashem wants himself to be called Elokei Avraham, v'chulu, etc. Vayidei shenichlolim bo yisporach, and through the fact that they became so attached to Hashem, v'nichlal hashliach b'mishaleach kaviyochol, and the shaliach became part of the mishaleach, azai yeshloi memshola al hamalochim. So therefore, these tzaddikim, just like Hashem rules over the angels, these tzaddikim control the angels. They're also above the angels. Shemishom nimshach koyach habechira. And we know that the whole power of bechira is associated with the olam hayetzira, the world of the angels. Shemishom nishtalshel achizas eitz hadas toivora. That's where the whole concept of the eitz hadas, good and bad, also came into being. Shemishom achizas hasidrachra. That's where the whole power of evil has a connection. This is something which is brought in the Zohar HaKadosh and Sifrei Kabbalah, that we know that there are four worlds, basically. There's the physical world that we live in, that's called the Olam Ho'asiya. Then the next world is the Olam Hayetzira, the world of the angels. Then there's a higher world, which is called the world of the throne of Hashem, which is called the Olam Habriya. And then there's the Olam Ho'atzilus. Eitzel means closest to. Eitzel. That's the world that's closest to Hashem himself, Kav Yochum. So it's brought that Atzilus and Bria are so high that there is no concept of good and bad. There it's all good. There is no concept of Ra whatsoever. The whole concept of Toivora, the whole concept of Bechira begins from the Olam Hayetzira, from the world of the Malachim. The Zohar HaKadosh and the Arizal explain this and speak about it at length. So Rav Nosson Zal tells us here, Umi shehu tzir nemon l'shochav, and therefore a person who is really a super loyal, devoted subject to the one who sent him, a tzaddik, who becomes a super shliach, 100% loyal to Hashem, v'oise shlichusoy boze oilam b'shleimus, and he performs his mission in this world 100%, azai mezakech b'chinas hashlichus, he purifies this shlichus, shu b'chinas b'riyas oilam, which is the creation of the world. He purifies the world in such a high level. V'azai nizbatel achizas hasitrachra, he eliminates the hold of the Sitra Achra, she'achizoso bebechina shlichus daika. The Sitra Achra can only grab hold when there's shlichus, when bebechinas malach. We know that a malach, the word malach, means shliach. Another word, a translation of the word malach is a shliach. Shemishom achizas eitz hadas vasitrachra kayadua. As the Zohar Kodesh Nariz, I'll explain, that's where the sitrachra comes in. Meaning, in Hashem himself, the sitrachra can't touch him. There's no sitrachra, there's no ra, it's not shayach at all. It's only when it comes down to the level of malach, the oilam hamalachim, the oilam hayetzira, where there are messengers, shliach, there's a concept of toivara. There's a concept of bechira that the shliach will either do what he's told to do or he won't do what he's told to do. That's where the whole concept of toivara begins, starts from. And that's where the whole concept of sitrachra starts from. Vazai zoich al yedei zeh, so a tzaddik who zoicha to fulfill his shlichus 100%, he is zoicha lehikolel b'sharoshoi, he is zoicha to plug into his roots, to his source, v'nichlal hashliach b'mishaleach. And we said before, the shliach becomes part of the mishaleach himself, part of Hashem. Vazai nasehu b'b'chinas ha-mishaleach. And then he becomes like the mishaleach. He has authority over the angels. Just like Hashem has authority over the angels, a tzaddik in the Olam Huasiya, who works hard enough, he rises to such a level that he passes the angels, and he goes up to the Olam Habriya, and he has authority over the angels. The Gemara says, in fact, Asidin Yisrael, Sheyir Mechitzosam Lifnim Malachi Ashores. There's going to come a time that the Jews, our boundary is going to be, we're going to be closer to Hashem than the angels. And the angels are going to ask us, what is Hashem saying? What is Hashem doing? Meaning that's the level that a tzaddik can get to, where he goes above, way above the shlichim, the malochim, and he becomes nichlal in the mishaleach. Vazai hu moishel al kol b'chinas hashluchim. And then he rules over all the shlichim, over all the messengers. And this is what the Gemara speaks about when it says that tzaddikim will rule over the angels in the future. This is one of the main goals of a person to reach. As Rabbi Nezal speaks about this in Torah Aleph in the second half of Likut Imran. Ki hamalochim hein b'chinas shluchim. Because again, the angels are messengers. Ki malach loshen shliach. That's what the word malach means, a messenger. U'kishehodom zoich elase shlichusay b'shleimus bozeh oilam. And when a Jew is zoiched to fulfill his mission in this world to perfection, azay nichlal b'mishaleach kaviyochel. He becomes part of the mishaleach, part of the sender. Vazai hu biatzmoi bechinas mishaleach, and then he has the same authority as the mishaleach. Veyeshloi memsholo al kol hashluchim. He has authority over all the messengers. Shein bechinas malochim, which is the malochim. Vazai nichna hasitrachra, and then the soton, the yetzora, they become under him. They become subservient to him. They can't tell him what to do. He tells the soton what to do. And this is what the Torah tells us, that Yaakov Avinu, he sent malochim. Ki Yaakov zocho shi'eloi memshol malochim. Yaakov Avinu was zoche to get to this level, to have authority over the angels. V'zocho la'asos shlichus im malochim mamish. He was able to send them, say, come here, Michoel Gavriel, come here, I want to send you on a mission. Ki hu nichlal b'sharoshu b'b'chinas mishaleach kanal. V'al kein sholach oisom el Esav. And who did he send them to? He sent them to Esav, shehu hasitra achra. Esav is the source of tumah, of evil. Ki al yidei shezocho lezakech b'chinas hashlichus. Because as a result of Yaakov Avinu being so matzliach, so successful in his shlichus, ad shenichlal b'mishaleach kaviyachol, to the point where he became a part of Hashem, ad shehu moishel al hashluchim, to the point where he has authority over the shluchim, shehem amalochim, which is the angels, ayideze nichna hasitrach reshu esel. When a tzaddik gets to that level where he has authority over the angels, then the sitrachra is nichna to him. Shachizosa Mishom, Ebchina Shlichus, because we said that's where their power begins. Their whole spiritual power begins from the Malachim, from the Olam Hayetzira. If this tzaddik has gone above that, then the Sitrachra has no power over him. Vezehu, and this is why Yaakov Avinu said, let me tell you how I got here. Let me tell you how I got to this level. Im lovon garti v'taryag mitzvahs shomarti. Ki kol ze zocho ayidei sheshomar hataryag mitzvahs etzel lovon daika. How do you get to such a level? By fulfilling the mitzvahs when you're in the dumps, when you're in lovon, when you're in a place of pure tumah and everything, and the tzaddik is able to fight the tumah, he's able to pass all the tests and remain pure even in a place like lovon, by lovon's house. Dehainu betoich his gabrus hasitra achra, shemizgaber al tzaddik mehaguf heochur voilam agashmi, when the tzaddik comes, is in this world, and he's in the place of the Sitra Achra, and the Sitra Achra is fighting him through a body. The tzaddik has to deal with a body and all the bodily functions and all the bodily desires, and to be in a gashmi world. And when the tzaddik is able to fulfill the mitzvahs in a place like that, in the house of Lavan, shehu his gabrus hasitra achra, daiko mezakech bechinas hashlichus. Through that, he purifies this concept of shlichus. He elevates it to such a level. Ki ze ikar bechinas hashlichus, because this is the ultimate mission. When Hashem has malochim, they're robots. They don't have any bechira. They don't have any choice. The Hashem says, do this. It's simple. They do it. When Hashem sends a human being down to this world on a mission, he's got to be Superman. He's got to be 008, not 007. In order to succeed in a mission in this world, he's got to be something unbelievable, because he's got a billion things working against him. He's got a billion things trying to get him to forget about Hashem and forget about the neshama. What do you mean? That this what? There's nothing to do with neshama. It's clothing and food and all kinds of distractions. Kishoisa hamitzvos im aguf. When a tzaddik is zocheh to perform mitzvahs to serve Hashem with a body, umeshaber his gabrus hasitrachra neches baguf, and he destroys the power of the sitrachra, which is attached to the body. Va'azai daiko ha'odam bebechina shliach kanal. Then he becomes a real shliach, a real super agent. Va'oz keshu tzir nemon l'sholchav. And when he becomes such a 100% loyal messenger to the one who sent him, bebechinas im lovon garti, that I lived with lovon, v'taryak mitzvah shamarti, and I was still 100% solid in all taryak mitzvahs, through that he purifies this concept of shlichus, v'nichlal hashliach b'mishaleach, and the messenger becomes one with the sender, v'azai nase b'bchinas mishaleach, and then he becomes like the sender, v'yochoy laso is shlichus im hamalochim, and then he has the ability actually to send the angels on missions. Shehein bechinas shluchim, because we said angels are messengers, bebechinas vayishlach Yaakov malochim. As we see that Yaakov Avinu was able to do this, he reached such a high level. How? Through vayishlach, through his shlichus, by him being sent down to a physical, materialistic world, and being able to become a tzaddik in this place. Through that, he was zoicha to get to a level of Vayishlach Yaakov Malochim, that he has authority over angels. The angels do his bidding like they do Hashem's bidding. He's representing Hashem. He's Shluchay Shalodom Kemoisoy, that kind of madrega. They tell the story about the Dubna Magid, I think it was, who lived during the time of the Vilna Goyim. And the Vilna Goyim was a tzaddik who was totally immersed in Torah and Avodah, didn't go out into the street at all, had nothing to do almost with the physical world. And one time a question came up, and the Dubna Magid said, it's one thing to do it over there, come out here, come out into the street, because the Dubna Magid would travel from city to city, you know, dealing with the people, speaking to the people, and trying to be machzer b'tshuva and everything. He said, to be a Vilna Goyin at home is one thing. come out here into the streets and engage the Sitra Achra in his battlefield, that's a different level, you know, a whole different level. Baruch Hashem li'olam, amen v'amen. This, we complete this halacha. The next halacha is on a whole different way of explaining this topic of Shlichus, Mitzvah Hashem.